much better, thanks, Lee.
As you mentioned a couple of weeks ago now, DMS Energy nominated for the 2022 Master Electrician of the Year and the 2022 Renewable Energy Project of the Year. How'd you fare?
Well, Lee, we won. We won both of the awards, so that was somewhat amazing.
Fantastic. Top job. Congratulations to all and sundry.
Yeah, it was really good. And Master Electricians Australia put on a great night at the Grand Chancellor in Launceston. A few of us from DMS Energy were there, and it was good to see that even though this is the very first time Tasmania has had its own awards ceremony event, because, look, Lee, previously they just tacked it onto the Victorian event as a bit of an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
This was the very first time, and it was such a polished event straight off the bat. It was really good. And it was simulcast all around Australia as other states had their award ceremonies at the same time.
Well done to you and all the team.
Yeah, it was really good. So onwards and upwards from here, I think, is I reckon next year's event will be even bigger again. So well done to Master Electricians. And if you ever need some electrical work done, you should always look for a Master Electrician to go and do it.
Tell us a little bit about the Renewable Energy Project.
So for that one, Lee, we put forward the Vale, which was a massive project we did on Claude Road underneath Mount Rowland, which was 608 solar panels or 230 kilowatt of solar.
That's a big job.
Oh, it's a big one, yeah. That was charging 280 kilowatt hour of battery storage using the Redflow zinc bromide battery system. We also had 195 kVA of Victron multimode inverters, 200 kilowatt of Fronius string inverters, plus 608 Tiger optimizers. And that was all part of the AC coupled bit. We put in 15 kilometres of underground cabling along with fibre optics all around the property and underneath the Dasher River. That was pretty cool. We also added 10 kilowatt of DC coupled solar, so that gave the site what we call black start capability, which just means if the battery is ever completely discharged overnight, as soon as the sun comes up, the smaller little 10 kilowatt array wakes up the larger 230 kilowatt array and the site just starts running and charging batteries again.
Lovely.
And at the end of the month, we have a 60 kVA generator going in as well. So it's quite a big job.
Sure is. Now, we had a significant wind event, didn't we, about a month ago? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so most of Claude Road was without power for, well, around a week, I think it was. And the Vale system just powered on in off-grid mode as though there was nothing wrong. So everything worked as it was meant to. The three houses at Energizers, along with the farm, the airfield, they just ran like it was business as usual, while the rest of the surrounding area was a bit of a complete shambles, really, power-wise.
That would have been a cracking project to be part of.
It was, mate. And look, it was well-deserving of winning an award because, you know, you just don't see jobs like this very often. I just need another one now, like the Vale, so I can have something to enter for next year.
Tell us a little bit about the main award. That was the Master Electrician of the Year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the big gong. It was amazing to be honoured with that one. I was standing on the stage with some very esteemed competition waiting for the name to be read out, and I nearly fell off the stage when they called out DMS Energy League.
I wasn't expecting it, and it's a bit of a shock, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's nice, though. But this is an award that is a reflection of everyone who is part of the DMS Energy team. They go above and beyond, and I've always said the DMS Energy electricians are the SAS of the electrical world. They can be fitting a heat pump one day, wiring a new house or a business the next, or packing their bags to be airlifted to a remote site to be installing an off-grid or just doing electrical work. But to say it was a good result would be an understatement, and it only goes to show what us Tasmanians can do when we put our minds to something and we can mix it up with anyone on the national stage.
Yeah, great work.
Thanks go out to all our clients, really, who entrust DMS Energy to bring to fruition all their projects, big or small, whether it's just a new PowerPoint or a new switchboard, letting a solar power or heat their home. For the Vale, though, jobs like this just don't come along all that often. And we have to thank Simon Hackett for letting us get this one up and running for him. Projects like the Vale, though, Lee, are set to be the blueprint for future projects as we decarbonise the grid. Renewable energy and agriculture should go hand in hand. And Tasmania's leading the way in this regard. And awards like this only highlight how progressive we are as a state.
Another one for the shelf. It's looking pretty lengthy at the moment with all the awards that you've won over the journey. You've won a few, haven't you?
We have, and I've had to engage my dad to make some shelves up to display them all. We run out of room. But these Master Electrician Awards mean the most to me. It's judged by our industry peers.
Yeah, it's always a great feeling. So if you'd like your electrical work or perhaps solar systems designed and then have them installed by an award-winning electrical contracting company, what have we got to do, Adrian?
Just call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Or you can have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook where you can see some photos of the event and the team, and we all had a really good night, and they're all there to have a look at.
And thank you very much to Mr. Luke for those shelves. Good on you, Adrian. We'll have more power savers again in 7 days' time, back to our normal time next Monday after 8:30, all things being equal. Enjoy your day, enjoy your week.
Thanks again, Lee.